Into the weekend after a very successful World Grand Prix for yourself, Kevin. You must be really pleased to have reached quarterfinals and get back in the World Top 20 at the same start.
Yeah, sure. You know, I played well last week, so it's good to go into the tournament when you've been playing well. So I'm hoping to build on that this weekend at Crawley and do well. Yeah. I don't know how long the top 20 bit is going to last, because obviously I'm not in the next TV event, which is disappointing. So obviously I'm going to lose money there. Things are looking up at the moment. If I can carry that form on onto the floor this weekend, should be okay.
I know when we spoke after beating Adrian Lewis, you said about not making things easy for yourself. It must have been going through your mind at some point against Gary Anderson that you could have done the same again. So it's tremendous grit shown throughout the week.
Yeah, I mean, after the match, you know, I was thinking, you know, just left too much to do. It's disappointing, really. If I'd have made a better start, you know, I could have won the game comfortably, but... it didn't happen, and nearly got there in the end, but it's a lot better than I have been doing on TV over the last few months, so things are positive.
I know a lot is made, and perhaps quite rightly, of transferring Pro Tour form to the television. How easy is it to transfer television form back to the floor?
Well, that's the thing I find difficult. I enjoy playing in front of the big crowd, and you know, you can hear a pin drop when we're playing in these Pro Tours. It's ridiculous, really. You know, you're not allowed to do anything, no one's allowed to say nothing, you're not allowed to have a look around the table in case someone's going through a double 50 foot away. You know, it's, in my opinion, it's ridiculous. And you know, if you're allowed to jump around on stage and celebrate and do what you want, you're not allowed to do it on the floor, which the floor tournaments are the events that get you to the stage. So, you know, that's one of the reasons that Wayne Mardell packed up playing darts. It's not right. And it's hard to you know, just play as though you're just playing down the pub. But that's what they expect you to do.
You said about staying in the top 20 as well. You said it might not take, you know, might not be there for long, perhaps, because you're not, obviously not at the European Championships. But this is an opportunity this weekend to earn some half decent money. Does that sort of bring? Does that spur you on, because you know it's an opportunity that you can take to keep your place and improve your position?
Well, yeah, it has to, because I know that I'm missing an event. So you know, this weekend is more vital than other weekends, if you like. As I say, it's not a great idea missing TV events, because they're the ones with the bigger money. So, and I was in it 2 years ago. I'm not sure whether the money's already come off for that. I was just having a look earlier. I think we played this, or the European Championship was played in July 2 years ago, I think. I was just having a look. The money might have already come off. If it hasn't, then obviously I'll lose that money, as well as, you know, not gaining the money for the it's disappointing when I'm on decent form as well. So, but yeah, you know, I have to go there this weekend and do as well as I can.